Now, if you take a statement like, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, and you add it to Happy Life Studios, and you throw in a little Indigenous Peoples Day, you get something like, in 1492, the Native Americans discovered Columbus too.
I'm going to show you how to operate in a spirit.
This is Happy Life Studios.
This message is for you. This message is for you. This message is singular to you. It's not for anybody else. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to understand.
Hey, are you happy?
Now that's a great question.
Does your sun set high? Does your sun set high?
Welcome to Happy Life Studios. What's up, Happy Lifers? Thanks for joining us today. I am so happy you did. Happy Columbus Day. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day. Now, this episode is going to be a little bit different. I am actually in a hot tub right now, recording this from my phone, so the audio is probably going to be a little bit different. But I wanted to put out a podcast because today is a holiday. It's Columbus Day. And a lot of people, it's Indigenous Peoples Day. And since we are the official podcast of the holidays, I wanted to put out a podcast for you. And I wanted to do it from the hot tub. For a couple of reasons. Number one, we've been talking a lot lately about taking it easy. I'm on vacation right now with my wife. And we haven't been on a vacation in a long, long time. It's not a real long vacation. It's actually about a week, maybe a little less than a week. And if I put out a podcast today in my normal way, it would take into my vacation probably at least a half a day, maybe a day or more. And as much as I love you guys, I also know I need to take it easy. So I decided that I'm not going to put all the effort that I normally do in putting together a podcast, but I wanted to put something out. So number one, I'm just recording into my phone, and I'm sitting in a hot tub, so that's why the audio is what the audio is. Okay. Secondly, I've got an idea for the Columbus Day podcast, and I've got it already lined up. I'm going to be interviewing somebody, and I'm so excited about the material. I'm excited about how it came about, and I'm so excited about that, but I'm like, if I record that person, I don't have my regular office here. And I'm not exactly sure how to even record this episode with him, with the equipment that I have with me on vacation. So I'm just going to wait till we get home. But I want to put it out. And I'm going to put it out. It's going to be about, you know, Columbus discovered, right? And discovery is more than a credit card. It's more than a TV station, right? Discovery is very important to happy. A lot of us on the road to discovering happiness. But if we're not careful, a lot of us are on the road to discovering anger, discovering pain. And what do you want to discover? Do you want to discover somebody's offness, their wrongness, their brokenness? Or do you want to discover somebody's strength, somebody's... Because no matter how mean Columbus was, he still discovered America. And maybe he wasn't the first one. I don't want to offend anybody here, but who gives a flying rip? If my country says, let's celebrate the day, I'm going to take the day off and I'm going to celebrate it. And that's what I'm trying to talk about. We have turned this holiday into two different factions. You either celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day or you celebrate Columbus Day, but you can't celebrate them both. Says who, number one. And number two, and that, in fact, that poem I put together, that kind of does celebrate both, right? In 1492, the Indigenous people of America discovered Columbus too. Right? So you can celebrate both at the same time. But secondly, you don't even have to. Whichever day you want to celebrate, then celebrate that day. And why are you worried about what somebody else celebrates or how they celebrate it? That's the path to anger, to disappointment, to people that critique all the time. They're just not happy people. So if someone doesn't celebrate the holiday that you want to celebrate, so what? Let them celebrate their holiday. Let them celebrate the way they want to celebrate it. It really doesn't matter to you whether they celebrate or not. You do your thing and celebrate them while they do their thing. And that's what I'm talking about. I mean, Columbus didn't discover America. It was already discovered, okay? But he did discover it for the people that lived in Spain. And honestly, if he didn't discover it, I don't know if I'd be here. I love where I live. I love my country. I know there's a lot broken with it. But there's always darkness to light, and there's always light in darkness. It depends on how you want to look at it, right? But I'm going to choose to celebrate life, celebrate people. And I'm not saying I'm perfect at it. I struggle a lot of times with, you know, looking at people, judging people. I'll admit that, right? But I also know that when I do that, that's when the happy goes away. That's when the happy is destroyed. And so we've talked a lot about, you know, another point here is we've talked a lot about taking it easy, and I'm actually going to take it easy right now. So I'm putting out something right now because I'm not going to do any editing on this. I do want to put something out for you because you're valuable to me. We're happy lifers. I know you count on us on Monday morning. So I am going to put something out for the holiday because we are the official podcast of the holidays, right? But I'm also going to put out one that's even more about you know, discovery. And I'm excited about the guy I'm going to be interviewing. I want you to watch that. And we're going to put out, even though it isn't going to be on Columbus Day, but now you know why. Because it's important that I live, that I practice what I talk about, right? It's important that I live what I'm talking about. I love the life I live, and I live the life I love. And for me to do that, I haven't been on vacation with my wife in a long time. And I'm on vacation, and you know what? I'm going to use this time relaxing, taking it easy, hanging out with my babe, hanging out with the rest of the family that I'm out here with visiting. And but I still can put out a podcast. The audio quality might not be as good. The editing and stuff might not be as good. But it's still going to be something that I want to put out for you because it is a holiday. And I want you to celebrate this holiday the way you celebrate. Don't critique other people. Don't judge other people. If we're not careful, like I said, pretty soon we're going to have nothing to celebrate. Because you can always find, it takes nothing to critique somebody. It takes nothing to find how they're wrong or how they're off. That's a horrible way to live. And there's a lot of forces out there trying to push people to living that way. It seems like we've become so adept to just judging people. But that's a horrible way to live. And you reap what you sow. You harvest what you plant. I want to be merciful to people because I need mercy. I want to be patient with people because I need patience. And we always want people to say, don't judge me. Well, if you don't want people not to judge you, then you can't judge others, right? Don't judge me. Well, then don't judge others. You harvest what you plant. And if you plant judgment, you're going to grow judgment. So I say, let's celebrate today, however we celebrate it. And if someone else celebrates it differently or they celebrate the other day that maybe you don't, then let them celebrate. Let them celebrate. Let's celebrate each other. We're all humans on this planet together. Bad things have happened, right? But we've done bad things ourselves. We've done things to gain control over other people, over situations, and we've hurt people in the process. Every one of us have done that, okay? So let's spend our time this holiday season finding our hot tub. Like right now, I'm taking it easy in the hot tub. I'm out here by myself. I'm looking out. It's lit up gorgeously. There's like a little waterfall that comes out. They've got blue lights. They've got purple lights here. And I'm making a decision to take it easy and to put out a podcast this way because I can still put this podcast out. But I'm also going to take it easy and spend time with my wife and with the other family that I'm here with. But I'm taking some time around this hot tub to celebrate my holiday and to celebrate you. That's why I'm bringing you in the hot tub with me. Maybe you can't get in a hot tub anywhere. I know when I'm home, I really don't have a hot tub to go to. So if you're like that, I'm bringing you on this journey with me, bringing you in the hot tub with me. I'm hoping we can give you, like every week, I'm hoping that Happy Life Studios, our podcast, is like a hot tub amidst all the junk that's going on out there. I hope Happy Life Studios is something that is comforting to you, that brings you peace, that helps you on your journey to be happier. And if it does, man, share it with other people. Help them get that too. We just got to start sharing the happy and stop because you can't share happy and judgment at the same time. So instead of just trying to not judge people, how about we just start trying to share joy with people, share happy with people, share peace with people, right? It's easy to get online and cut people down, but instead of saying I'm not going to do that, how about we just go online and lift people up? And so we kind of hope that this podcast right here, not just this podcast, but our weekly podcast, is like a hot tub time for you. But find some time today and find your hot tub, whether that's taking a little break during lunch and walking around the park or going to the mall or going fishing or taking a long way home, the scenic way, taking a little hiatus and just looking out over the, pausing for a moment, just looking over some great scenery, calling somebody that really encouraged you a lot or that you weren't going to encourage them. Whatever your hot tub may be, it's a celebration today. Let's celebrate. I mean, because honestly, if Columbus didn't discover America, I don't know if I would be here. I don't know if I'd be here, and I love living where I'm living. So did Columbus do some stupid, horrible things? Yeah, he did. And you know what? I have too. And we start saying stuff like, oh yeah, but at least I didn't do that. Oh man, that's a slippery slope to start stepping on. Well, I compare myself, but at least I'm not a jerk like that guy. Hold on a second. That's a path you don't want to start down. And we've just got to stop judging people. So number one, find your hot tub and celebrate today. And number two, let other people celebrate how they celebrate, what they want to celebrate. It doesn't matter to you. Do your thing. Let them do their thing. And celebrate together. Celebrate them, even if you don't celebrate the way they celebrate or what they celebrate. But they are fellow humans on this planet. Let's discover them and celebrate them as well. Let's discover peace. Let's discover hope. Let's discover happy and then share it for everyone else to be a part of that as well. All right, well, like I said, I'm out here and I've spent enough time. It's been 15 minutes now. I'm going to get in and hang out with my wife, hang out with my brother and sister-in-law, and just chill out, maybe do some Netflix, maybe grab a couple of drinks or something and just enjoy each other's company. And we're going to start, we've already started the celebration early, but may you have a happy holiday today, whether it's Indigenous Peoples Day that you celebrate or whether it's Columbus Day that you celebrate. Just don't judge the other people and what they're celebrating. You do you and let them do them, and let's celebrate the day as well as each other together, because that's a way that we're going to discover happy.
Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy, and you will be happy too.
Isn't perfect. That doesn't mean you can't be happy.
D-base.
However, when I'm in the hot tub here, it's pretty close to perfect if I'm going to be honest.